You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
It's like someone keep putting roofies in my drink. I can't remember shit.
Now, in the corner, a nigga was sitting right there. That's what a nigga gonna do. I'm convinced. I was born weed. I'm higher than I've ever been. I'm higher than I've ever made somebody. You know how that feels? I feel very self-aware.
So you got to know yourself?
Nah, man, fuck y'all. This old man don't got to say I got to leave.
Red.
No, man, I'm too high. Look at me. Stoned? I ain't shit. I ain't even frosted.
You a stoner.
I'm a stoner. I'm a stoner. I'm a stoner. I'm a stoner. I'm a stoner. I'm a stoner. I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner. I'm a motherfucking stoner.
I just put a 40 on my wrist just like a bus. I just put 10,000 on my bitch just like a bus. I just drank with what you said just like a bus. Just like a bus.
Okay, did this here, my nigga. Wanna get this money?
Don't blow it.
Save it up. So when everybody else in the middle of the drought panic,
my nigga,
you weighing up.
Look, we on this money.
Fuck caking up.
Detroit play.
Hate it up.
Me coming up as a hater's luck.
And we eating motherfucker, you the caterer.
What? Show you niggas how to push the line. Stay about the kitchen till it's cooking time. Whip,
stop, roll.
Smoke gang. To all my niggas selling cocaine.
Fuck it, boss man on 10. I don't often go in, but that soft shit don't end. And it does not depend on what you niggas talking about. Goon squad, mafia, all up in your fucking house.
Oh,
you know who the fuck you owe. I bet you every dollar of it, I be the one to show up at your front door. In the middle of the night like a custo with a busto. Little homie named Gusto, that's Columbo. Whip that shit up, gumbo, eat.
I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner. I'm a stoner, I'm a stoner.
It's your girl Snow Bunny, and you're listening to Detroit's Back, live on PodcastDetroit.com every Sunday from 8 to 10 p.m. with me and a special guest.
Yo. So we had me forgetting. Money making still the mission. But I be thinking about my baby.
This is wrong, I just wanna be bad. So for that I ain't leaving, no, I just wanna be had. But it's gonna be, gotta be by your hands. Call that complicated, this line is drawn in the sand. So that means you off limits, but them thoughts drive me mad. Ha, you can call me crazy, in my head you still my baby. So I call her my baby, but that shit just motivating. I be getting to the money, I'm patiently waiting. Like if it's your time, I'ma have to wait on. I'ma wait all day, still getting my cash. On. I think about it often. Intuition says you're worth it. And I ain't fighting chemistry. I know ain't nothing perfect but the what's love. We on a money making mission. We on a money making mission, baby. We on a money making mission. Let's get to the money, then we'll get to your wishes, baby. We on a money making mission. We on a money making mission, baby. We on a money making mission. Let's get to the money, and I'm loving your ambition. With a couple of stacks in a place like this, she got an ass like that. Face real pretty and her thighs thick. She got the fat kitty, man, you think she fucking with me? Playing with my pussy on his behalf. Let's take her to the crib, see if she really bad. Now I got a sucking dick on my behalf. Huh, glad they don't know, they'd all be mad. I'm daydreaming, so he don't even know it. See, them are just words from the freaky dicky poet. Like, if it's your time, I'ma have to wait on, I'ma wait all day. Still getting my cake on, I think about it often. Intuition says you're worth it, and I ain't fighting chemistry. I know ain't nothing perfect but the what's love. We on a money making mission. We on a money making mission, baby. We on a money making mission. Let's get to the money, then we'll get to your wishes, baby. We on a money making mission. We on a money making mission.
thinking, boy, fuck me, get the chills when he touch me. Got a girl, man, she's so lucky, if he knew what I was thinking, he'd be glad that I came, cause I'm gonna make him love me more, once I give him that brain. But if you get that, I get that, that just means that I'm winning, cause the head guy ain't strong, he be done in a minute. I be looking so mean, when I pull up on that scene, with that gangsta lane, satisfaction guaranteed, when you fucking with me, but that's so hard to do, you got a long shot, baby, longitude. It's so real, we ain't fucking with you hoes too, but the flow cool, so cool. Chicken figure digging like soul food. Sexting, leave it tasting. Meetings at the West End. Best believe I brought my best friend. We on a money making mission. We on a money making mission, baby. We on a money making mission. Let's get to the money, then we'll get to your wishes, baby. We on a money making mission. We on a money making mission, baby. On no money, make a mission. Let's get to the money, and I'm loving your ambition, baby. We on no money, make a mission. We on no money, make a mission, baby. We on no money, make a mission. Let's get to the money, then we'll get to your wishes, baby. We on no money, make a mission. We on no money, make a mission, baby. We on no money, make a mission. Let's get to the money, and I'm loving your ambition.
What up, Detroit? It's your girl, Snow Bunny, and we are live on PodcastDetroit.com. Detroit's back, and we're all feeling the funk. We've got the funk. No. It was Saturday night last night. Come on.
That's where the funk was at.
It was where the funk was at. I was funky. Vinny, get closer to your microphone.
You look so lost right now. I wish they could just...
We got Vinny Rico.
I wish they could really see him.
Vinny, what'd you do last night? What'd you do last night?
Well, I went on delivery, so I got a new job. And it's usually Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays are really busy nights for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Mandy, what'd you do last night?
I didn't do much last night. My sister had a reveal party, and I found out I'm having another niece.
Well, oh, shit. Nice. Congratulations.
Yes.
Well, when did reveal parties be like a thing?
I don't know.
That's like got to be like a millennial.
It has, for sure.
For sure.
I've never had kids, so I guess it's a big thing, you know? Yeah, well, they could do your blood now and find out what you're having.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's 10 weeks. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah. My mom was like, we used to have to wait till you was coming out the poop chute to find out what you...
Oh, that's fucking sweet.
Yuck.
That sounds good.
Oh, my goodness.
We all came out of the poop chute.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
Always keeping it live.
That's what she said. And I was like, what the... But yeah.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
That sounds fun. What'd they do to reveal it?
They popped this big black balloon and all these pink balloons came out. And my sister's face was priceless.
Wait, say that one more time.
The big black balloon. That's what it was. And then she found out
what she was having.
She popped it. Like a cherry. And a bunch of pink balloons came out.
Well, I'm glad we made that exciting. We got Christina and Joey Fava here.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Christina Chris, I should say. It's not like Christina and Joey.
It's a first name basis. Yeah,
Christina and Joey. You know, so what'd you guys do last night? Besides hang out with me.
We played a show at Greektown, an acoustic show, and then just chilled the rest of the night.
Where'd you guys play at Prism?
Yep.
Oh, man, their food is kicking in there.
So good.
It is so delicious.
What's that one thing, the popcorn shrimps?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a couple different
shrimps. What is it called? I've had those shrimps a chance to try.
One time you got the shrimp that were just like a shrimp cocktail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. Oh, yeah. And then they have these other little fried shrimpies that they put the peppers in there with
them. Oh, God, dude. Sauce on there.
Speaking of shrimp.
I'm hungry right now.
I'm hungry now.
I know. I'm starving. Like, I don't know what I want.
Jen, when are you going to start your cooking show?
Soon.
Yeah.
Because we could be making those shrimpies right now.
Yeah, I know.
Then we can eat them.
My friend just actually said I could use this commercial kitchen, so I was like waiting for a good spot to open up to make the stuff. We need lots of room. Make it look cool. I can't wait. I just want to make like real food, like weed tacos and you know, like the one time I made a roast and I filled the crock pot up with like the weed water left over from the butter, and I put like a big chunk of butter in there and just let the roast cook all day, and it was like fire.
Oh shit.
What else have I made?
Delicious.
I made like honey barbecue sauce. With put it all over some chicken.
Right. Oh, like my God.
Who doesn't like chicken?
I love chicken. Fucking love it.
He loves chicken.
I love chicken.
So, I'm really not a morning person. And this morning, the little neighbor kids were knocking at my door at 9 in the morning. And I didn't open the door, but I just looked out the window. And I was like, what? And they were like, my ball went in your backyard, can you get it for me? I'm like, just go get it. I'm like, just go get it. And the kids in my neighborhood are so cute. I'm just like, oh man, I can't even be mean. But I did not even open the door. I was just like, what?
Go get it.
Hop the fence. There's no dog back there.
I know. I was feeling rough. I was like, oh my God, whoever's knocking at my door is about to get it. What's your like worst pet peeve about in the morning? What's the number one thing when you're sleeping?
I actually wrote a song that right off the bat in the song, Die Tryin', it says early morning phone ringing drives me insane.
Yes. Right.
Like that is
when somebody
really
turns the TV on.
Annoying when you're sleeping and you get, you know, woken up from a phone ringing.
That is super annoying. What about you, Joey? What's your pet peeve?
I really hate that. It's so loud, too, like all the time. You ever notice that when you're sleeping?
When it's all quiet.
It'll be right next to my head, and it'll just like...
Yeah, because, you know, we can't... so annoying, too. We can't separate ourselves more than like arm's length from our phones
I know.
At night.
My,
it's terrible.
My phone's under
my
pillow.
I turn my ringer off. You guys don't turn your ringers off?
No, because no. I mean, I don't know. I never do that, actually.
Me either.
I just feel like
either do
I
do
in my house, so I'll turn my ringer
I always want to hear all the little pings and dings on my...
That's what happens if you don't. Like, I just, silence my phone.
Yeah, what is wrong with us? We can't live without our phone.
It's terrible.
I hate it.
Man, it really is terrible.
Convenience.
Yeah.
Vinny Rico, how was it before phones?
Listen, you just took two tin cups.
And with a string?
I had rotary phones. I don't know.
Right.
Fuck.
If
you had a push button phone, you were like, oh shit.
Really?
Let's go see the push button phone next door.
No way.
No, I'm just kidding.
Like, oh, they got a colored TV.
Yeah. Right.
You don't even have to get up to change it.
Look at
not
his
that
like
fucking
he's
old.
It's okay.
I'm not that old.
You're not that old? It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, but like I am from the generation of like beepers. You guys remember that? And then like using a payphone to call.
Good luck finding
a
payphone.
Nextel. Beepers.
I remember.
You never had a pager?
Nope.
You never had a beeper?
Nope.
What about you, Joey?
Shit. No, I didn't. My sister had one though, I remember. And it would just be going off all day. It was so ridiculous.
Oh yeah. I had a beeper.
Yeah, I had a beeper too.
That was like some back in the day. Yeah. And like you could like make up words to text people like hoe and
hell.
Boobs and shit.
If you had a beeper.
Yeah. 7734.
What's that?
Hell.
Oh.
If you flip it over.
Oh, yeah. You would call somebody's pager and it would be like a song playing as the voicemail.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
On purpose just to hear that song. Yeah.
That kind of, that sounds kind of stalkerish just to hear that song.
Yeah, I would be like 12. Oh, yeah.
I remember they used to have those ring back tones. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could get them.
The ring back.
I used to be so amped on those. I would just change it all the time thinking it was so cool.
Listen, right. I called my friend the other day and he had Yellow Wolf on there. And I was like, dude, you got to take that off.
It's not 2000.
I know. I'm like, that's just ridiculous, man. Seriously. It just makes you think like how times have changed, you know? I mean, we're not that old, so it's like that short period of time how things have progressed, and it's like it makes you think like how are we going to communicate, you know, in the next 20 years?
It's getting crazy, man.
They got all the smart watches and you know the
Fitbits.
You're gonna
be able to read people's minds and stuff in the future.
Amen. We only use like what is it 10% of our brain or not even
my mind? It's over with.
Hey, we're gonna get like a Wi-Fi receiver in your brain,
right?
Little microchip.
Everybody's got
we are already connected through consciousness like that. I think we need to like. I think people need to worry less about creating the next technological, like everything's like new every day, something new comes out.
Yeah.
And focus more on like spirituality and like what we already have inside of ourselves that we've lost touch.
I think they're turning that corner though.
Before that, they just didn't realize it. Right?
Yeah. I think they're turning the corner on that. I really believe that. There's a lot more consciousness. I think that's what I see.
Well, now, I mean, I hate to say, like, it's trendy, but now people are getting more into holistic healing and, you know, more natural ways of dealing with ailments and stuff like that now, as opposed to just going to the doctors and taking a pill for it, you know?
That's a good thing, though.
And, I mean, it's not trendy, but it's like, it seems like the millennials are now, everybody's, like, really getting into health conscious and starting to worry about the environment on another level. And that's a good thing.
It reminds me of the 70s all over again.
Right now, this space and time.
It feels like the 70s are starting over again from my point of view.
Well, tell us about the 70s because we don't know.
I mean,
I was born in 85.
Watch that TV show, the 70s.
Ah, boo.
No, the 70s are kick ass. I mean, Woodstock and all that, you know, peace, love.
What are the similarities then?
Because the millennial kids are all like my 23-year-old doesn't eat meat. He doesn't eat anything with a face on it, man. Not even eggs, milk, nothing. Vegan. And he goes and lifts weights, and I mean they're conditioning themselves.
But maybe that's going to be the generation to turn things around and save the planet. As cheesy as it sounds.
Yeah. And it makes me more conscious because he lives with me. Mm. So I'm eating a little bit better. Right. You know what I mean?
It's a good thing.
So it's all good. Instead of eating freaking McDonald's morning, noon, and night. You know?
Yuck.
Gross. Wow.
I do eat McDonald's breakfast. I ain't going to lie. The sausage is so good. It is in the hash brown. I can tear it up.
We talk about that kind of stuff all the time. It's like, man, we try to eat so well on the road. And it's like we're usually eating late. So it's just like, man, why is it so terrible?
3 in the morning.
It tastes so good, man.
What do you guys call it? A hankering?
Hankering. Yes. You stop, you get hankers.
Because you are at gas stations constantly.
Right. Yeah.
You can't help it. You're going there, you know, hanker. Like, I try not to get stuff constantly, but, like, you'll find yourself, like, you know, every stop, like, you get a candy bar or something. It's like, just, you get completely out of control if you don't, like.
Yeah, when we were on tour with Cedar, it was out of control. I got out of control. I think I gained, like, 10 pounds.
Because we're just driving all day, you know.
What's that one thing like when you get home that you just like have to eat? Like just home cooking food?
I don't in particular, but hibachi, like I'm trying to cook shogun like as soon as I get home.
Oh, I love shogun.
So good, dude. Yes. That's my favorite thing ever. Mm-hmm. Man, we found in where was that? It was in Bowling Green, Kentucky. There was a Shogun like Express. It was like
he's obsessed.
Like, it was the greatest thing. I never seen one before.
Shogun Express, is that like a pickup place?
Yeah, yeah. And you just walk in there basically, and just like how like Panda Express is. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's
it was just like that.
Cool.
It was really good. Like I've never had like hibachi that was that good. That was like a carryout. So I was tripping on it, dude. Yeah. And I talked about it for the whole rest of the like the tour. I was like, all right, dude. Cool.
I just want hibachi.
You know, I'm like, what it is? They don't have them anywhere. Kentucky.
He's really passionate about stuff.
Yeah, he is.
About hibachi.
He's just an overall very passionate person.
He is. Well, let's talk a little bit about your guys' last tour on Shiprock. That was a new experience.
Yes.
Like, not like any other tour you've been on.
No, that was nuts.
So give us the scoop. Tell us about the trip down there. And, you know, you guys, you told me it was like a big pajama party with a bunch of rock bands.
Well, it was like a sleepover. I mean, you know, everybody goes to bed on the boat in the middle of the ocean. They wake up on the boat in the middle of the ocean. So it's like going to a concert, you know, but like you don't leave afterwards. You just keep sleepover.
Awesome.
It was really awesome. We toured down there, played a few shows on the way down. And ran into some horrifying winter weather, according
to
the people of the people of Nashville and Atlanta, Georgia. They had like literally an inch or two of snow on the
ground.
Declared emergency or whatever.
They were freaking out, man.
Our show got canceled.
In Nashville,
no. Really?
Mm-hmm. No one had shovels. Like
they don't know what to do.
That was the craziest thing. They didn't know what to do. They had no shovels.
Yeah.
So we're at this hotel in Nashville, and this guy's like, you know, like you can tell he's got like a shovel with like a sticker on it. He just had to go buy it, you know? Like, it was just crazy. I was like, dude, I was asking the guy, like, you know, I was like, does this ever? And he's like, no,
this hasn't happened in 20 years.
They have no idea.
Shit. Come to Michigan.
I know, right? I'm thinking, like, are you kidding me? It was like this much snow. It was
the blizzard of 2018.
I know, right?
1.5 inches.
1 inch of snow.
So we eventually escaped the cold weather, but it was still cold even when we got to Florida.
The whole thing was cold during
a cold snap. Yeah. Not like when we took our little girls trip
to Miami.
We had some beautiful weather down there.
That was nice. We lucked out.
But we also didn't end up going as far south on land while we were in Florida.
Right.
But so then we got on the boat.
Where'd you guys port from or whatever?
Port Canaveral.
Oh.
We got on the boat And we played right away that night.
That night?
Yes. Yeah, it was really quick.
So what was like the vibe of the people and like what was such like the first
cool
day?
People. Everybody on there was so chill, so nice, so cool. And, you know, it was not like you would expect maybe, I guess, some people to be acting like a certain way if they like saw a band that they're a huge fan of or whatever. But like, the people that go on that cruise, they're not like that. Like, everybody just chills amongst each other. And it's just like, it was a great vibe the whole entire time. And we met some really awesome people while we were on there. And also, we ran into some people that we met while we were on tour with Seether that were coming up to our merch table and saying, oh my God, it would be so awesome if you guys got to play Shiprock someday.
Oh, wow.
And cool. I swear, it was like probably 4 or 5 people that I ended up actually running into on the boat that I had met at shows that was like, we really want you to play Shiprocked. And I said to them when I ran into them, like, thank you. I think you manifested this for us because here we are.
Right.
And it was a lot of fun. I came prepared. I went to the doctor and got some patches to avoid seasickness because like my worst nightmare was just going to be puking while I was singing.
That was our first time on a cruise, so
that's
like,
what
really
I always worry about. Yeah. How was it?
It was pretty wild. You could feel it like a lot. A couple times, you know, like we were sitting there eating and it was just like, I mean, you can completely feel like shit's just moving on the tables. And
yeah, you,
you know what I mean?
Definitely like, feel it was pretty wild. Rough and choppy at times. And I jumped off of a table while I was like performing near the stage. And when I landed was the first time I really felt it. Like I jumped on and I landed and I just felt my whole body go, ooh.
Yeah, that was, we were playing, we were like, we were moving when we played the first time. Actually, we were moving both times that we played. But the first time, I don't know if it was just more choppy water, but like, you know, a couple times like, I'll go hit a cymbal or something. And I was like, I almost like fell over, you know what I mean? Because you're just not, it just feels so weird. And it's not even like you can necessarily notice, but you could, you feel all the movements and it just totally throws off your equilibrium. But it was, and that wasn't as bad as I would have thought it would have been though, you know?
How was sleeping? Was the rooms real small and everything?
Yeah,
that's
but
what
it was fine
says.
Though. I don't know.
Actually felt fine in the room.
Me too.
It was tiny, but I didn't feel that motion when I was in that room for whatever reason. Only
yeah,
when I was like up walking around did I feel that. Like I had, I mean, we turned up on there, but it was like a couple nights, you know, I was laying in bed and I just fell right asleep or
yeah,
passed
a lot
out,
of people
whatever
were just
you want
to,
however you
want
to
counteract,
look at it.
You know, like the weird seasickness kind of feeling like.
Did they have like all the bands sleep to, like in the same spot or
no,
you guys
no.
were just spread out all
yeah,
over?
Yeah, you just, it was, it's like,
Ronnie
like
and Zach stayed on a different level than
we
even stayed
floors.
On.
It's like a hotel.
It's well, basically, yeah. it's just like a hotel, you know what I mean?
Hey, is it dirty? Is a lot of places on the boat dirty? Or are there
not
certain places?
Really. I mean, not really.
Anywhere where there's
some
a lot of
bad,
people.
I've heard some good.
And I'll tell you what, they had like, they had it was almost like it's like a tissue dispenser in the walls when you'd be going through a door with a handle.
Oh, so you can.
So you could grab a tissue, do your handle, and then there was a garbage right outside to throw it in. So they did, you know, take precautions. But everybody ended up getting sick on there. Afterwards. And I was one of them, and it really sucked. I had to cancel a show because I was so sick. And that's the worst thing ever for me. But I want to give a shout out to the Kaleido fam if they're listening out there because a few of them still rolled out to Pennsylvania. And even though we weren't playing the show, they were there. Right. And they went outside the venue with some signs and stuff. So they were coming to surprise us. And my little boat flu bug screwed everything up.
Aw. You guys
rough.
Got some diehard fans.
It was a good tour.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. What kind of food did they have on there?
Like, you get burgers, you could get...
Guy Fieri or whatever had a burger place, right? Isn't it? Wasn't it
No,
place?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was.
Really?
Yeah, it was, like, themed. It was, like, his likeness was used, so it's, like, whatever. He had, like, a burger place.
Yeah, but then it was, like,
was.
A normal kind of, like...
Or not. Who was it? Maybe it wasn't him.
I don't think it was a person.
No, it was. It was. Cody. Hey, if Cody was here, he would know. Because he loved that.
Did
he loved that place. Yeah, they had like a little like hibachi style
They had like a walk.
Yeah, you know? The area. And then they had like salad bars. And then they had like a little pizza oven place that would make you like a personal like a pizza.
Buffet. Yeah, like buffet yeah. type.
So they had a few options.
Did you guys eat
I
good?
Didn't eat a lot because I was busy the whole time.
Right, right.
And so I wish I had full intentions of just pigging out because I'm
right.
like, it's we unlimited.
Right, right, right.
I'm yeah, eating
everything. You know how much I love food. So I was all excited to like eat everything and I ended up not really eating that much. And one of the times I went to eat, everything was closed because they were like during a switchover or whatever. So I didn't even. Yeah. I was like hangry.
Oh, man.
Oh, I got angry.
That did piss me off. Yeah, that was like, I remember that. Because it was right after we played early. It was like the last day we played early. So we did that like in some newly band. It was called like, the newly band game. We had to wake up all hungover, go do that, and then basically go back, get ready to play right after. And this was like, what we played early.
Yeah, I had like a little window to eat, and my window
no,
to
it was
eat,
after
everything was closed.
Ah,
yeah, it
was
they were doing like some sort of changeover, so we had to get pizza.
So well, I hope we get to do another one of those because it's awesome.
Yeah, it's a
right?
blast.
So tell me about some of the scenery and stuff. Like, where did you guys go? You went to the Bahamas?
Yeah, that
yes.
was wild.
We Half had Moon two Cave. Stops. The first one was Nassau.
Yeah.
Where that Atlantis resort is at, which I don't know. I didn't really care for that place. And if maybe I would have been able to make it as far as getting over to that resort. And
well, there's
checking
a lot
that
of
out.
People in poverty and stuff over there.
So I just got off the boat for about 15 minutes that day and came back on. And if I would have had more time, I had another thing to do that night on the boat. Like we had a very packed schedule. Yeah, we had wow. press, we had performance, multiple performances. Joey and I were in the Stowaways, which is like a super group that all these musicians from a bunch of different bands come together and then like perform. And it's actually one of the
cool. that's
biggest
awesome.
Attractions and highlights of the whole cruise is that. So we had the opportunity to be a part of that. So we had to go to a rehearsal for that. We had to put our band together on the spot
yeah,
on the
wild.
Boat.
Right.
And we ended up putting together a band to perform a tribute to Tom Petty with Dave Buckner, who used to be the drummer of Papa Roach, mm-hmm. Phil Buckman, who is the bass player from Fuel and Filter, and oh, wow, then yeah. Bumblefoot,
yeah,
okay,
wow.
played guitar, and Joey played acoustic guitar.
Heck yeah.
And I sang Won't Back Down in,
oh,
as a tribute
damn,
to somebody.
That's awesome. Yes.
It was amazing. There's yeah, a video. Actually, I think I just got tagged, and somebody just uploaded a video of that right before I got here. So check that out if you get a chance, because
awesome.
It was really a magical
yeah.
moment.
Yeah, it really was, man. We're like moving through the ocean. There's like winds blowing through everybody's hair and shit. You know what I mean? It
all
was
dark.
Like,
it's gotta be
cool.
Right.
It was pretty
it's
epic,
gotta be really cool.
The whole
very cool
deck of the boat was packed with like 3,000 people, and you
yeah,
can hear
epic.
Them all singing the chorus with
that's
me.
That's awesome.
It was yeah. like I got goosebumps just yeah. thinking about it right
that's
now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
So that's a good new experience for you guys.
Yeah. It was
different.
Oh yeah.
So
I want to do it again.
So let's talk about this new music and how hardcore you are now. Yeah, let's
how
talk about the new flavors. You guys are
it's just heavier.
It's like evolution of the Kaleido band, you know,
yeah.
Goodbye, Unbreakable Experience. Now it's like hardcore stuff. No, it's feeling. It's like
it's graduation.
It's like emotional. Tell them about some of your songs, like the theme or you know what it's about.
Well, I definitely think that you know, looking at our collection of music that we've created over the years, you can 100% without a doubt hear and feel the growth that's happened
oh, yeah.
in us individually and as a band, and how we work together and write. So this new music is just very evolved. You know, we've been doing this for a while. We got some skin in the game. We've been around. We've done so many different crazy things. And
right.
we've met so many new musicians and friends. And I think that we just, like, figured it out. Like,
yeah, I mean, it gets easier as you know, put out more
what
records.
What really works
and,
for us.
You know, just try different things. Then you never like really try too hard to do something. It's just whatever kind of comes out. So that's what's happening right now with us. And it's been, I mean, it's a lot of like, it's just, it is heavier, but it's a lot more energy and just like, and especially with Christina, it's like a lot more personal
right.
subject matter.
It's all
you know what I mean?
Personal
very,
music.
Very, very personal mm-hmm. stuff. a lot of emotion. So I dig it a lot. I've been really digging it. So
it's like I'm a pretty introverted person, contrary to what maybe some people think. And a lot of the things that I'm writing about now, I never really felt comfortable enough to talk about publicly. And so I've kind of like come into my own, and I feel super confident and thankful for all of that crap that I went through, that I tried to stuff down for so many years and just portray this like happy-go-lucky vibe all the time and like everything's great. And I just stuffed that stuff down for years and years, you know? And like now I finally feel that I'm confident enough as a woman and as a leader of a band and a musician and an artist to bring that stuff out. And I think that our fans are really, you know, receiving it well.
Oh,
nothing's
yeah.
released yet, but they're hearing it live. We're trying stuff out and they're like almost like bootlegging it, putting videos of it on Facebook and stuff. And I've had some really great feedback on it. I feel really good about it. I can't wait to get in, like really record it for real and put it out, because I think people are going to relate to it and they're going to be happy to hear it from me because it's just real. It's like really, really, really real Christina and Clyde.
Yeah, that's let's awesome. Talk about some of the process in creating. Like, your whole band is, like talented. Everybody does 20 things. Joey does, like, he's a madman. He does everything. He plays the guitar. He sings. He does the drums. Ronnie, Cody, I mean, they all add something to the band. And, like Absolutely. You said, you guys are, like, the pieces are put together. What's some of the like creative process for you, Joey, when you're like creating music and like your vibe?
Well, we just kind of like if I'm gonna start something on my own, I just kind of noodle around and like it's all just off a of vibe. Like, unless if I play something, like, oh, this is cool, like I'll just build a song out of it, you know, kind of sit down and just be like, okay, and put something together. And it's cool playing different instruments sometimes too, because you can jump on the drums and like kind of get something going and then go in between. But it's cool because we don't really have like a certain way that we do things, especially on this new stuff. Like, right. Someone brings a song if they're working on it, or even just an idea, or we'll just jam together. And you know, everyone has like a real kind of role now that they're fulfilling, like not the same, but they're putting in, you know, like a lot of themselves in it. I can feel it. Like, you right. know what I mean? Like, we had a really awesome guitar player. His name's Zach.
You guys are a lot more seasoned.
Yeah. And I feel like that's kind of comes through. Yeah. People know they're not right. their place, but you know what I mean? Like how to fit in right. and really like.
Everybody has a role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's how things work.
Mm-hmm. So it's been really fun. All this new stuff. It's been easy, you know? Like, not like, you know, like that, but it's...
No,
like,
it does seem, because you know when I come like, over, easy, it's like, they whip up some music, and then here's yes. Christina whipping up some words, and then
the
it's
best.
Like a yeah. fabulous song, like magic.
That's how it works.
That's right there, man.
Sometimes it's really hard to even
it's
get something
feeling
going.
It's natural.
You know? Yeah, yeah, and I know that you guys know, like, that's a feeling that is... just untouchable. When you right. get something, when, you know, I don't know, you pluck out of, like, the astral realm, like, some...
Right, that's what it feels like.
Some stuff just...
You don't have to force it.
And you don't even think about it, and it just flows right out of you. I don't know. That is one of the best feelings in the whole world
right.
for me, to sit back and listen to it after, and I'm like, I wrote that?
Yeah, it's super cathartic, because I love
that.
It.
Where'd if that you hear a lot of artist stories about great songs, some of them are just like that. It just came to them. They're just like, oh,
that's
yeah,
most of, yeah,
kinda,
like, it's almost like it just... Just, you know,
everything
comes
just
like most
for
artists
a
being introvert, and that's actually a good quality to have an artist, because you're gonna, you know, piss the artist off, and you're gonna get a great song out of it. You know what I'm saying? Stuff
right.
Like the introvert, like you're just stuffing it down mm-hmm. and until you know.
Yeah.
Well, everything happens for a reason, and you know, maybe that now it's time for it to come out, and
yeah.
It's you know,
time. you time. Finally get the big check to go with the fabulous yeah. music that's like. Personally a soundtrack to my life, because like sometimes I'm there when you're making it and I'm like, oh well, when I hear the song I think about, oh well, I was there that night, and
that's awesome,
you know, the vibe is just
remember this,
it's just something that can't be forced, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That the chemistry you guys have, and you know, being in such close quarters sometimes, and just the way you make things work, it's amazing to me. You can't get along with everybody all the time, you know?
No, you can't, but you can find ways to
right. everybody's got to play their role.
We do really get along well, everybody as a band, and it's incredible. I mean, you know, we've been a band for like 6 years now. Seriously.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
And, I mean, we have had one member change, and everybody gets along so great, you know? And I don't, and if we had... We butt heads occasionally, but if
that's
there was
normal.
Any like serious
everybody
like
does.
Riff there,
yeah, that's in a healthy way, you know.
We wouldn't still be together.
Yeah. Right, right.
We're connected to each other, and I think that that's very important for what makes Kaleido Kaleido. Because there's a lot of bands out there where only one person in the band writes everything, and then right. they just get these like dudes to come perform it live, you know? No, like ever since Jump, I've been saying to all my dudes, like, this is such a collective thing, and everybody has a voice here, and everybody's a star, and I want everybody to shine. It's not just going to be one person calling right. all the shots. So right. I think that's important for what Smart. Has led us into the sound that we're creating now.
Yeah. It's very natural. Like I said, we didn't like try to kind of do anything. It just that's why I'm super into it, because I just love letting it flow, you know?
Just letting it flow. Letting it Me flow, too. Baby. Just letting it flow. You know. So what's next for the band? Do you have a date when you're going to release your new project, or you're just getting all those songs
you got
together?
The name of the new project?
Not yet.
No,
just
ready. It'll come to you. It'll come to you.
We're hoping for, I don't know, hopefully maybe summer. I'm not sure. Might be too early to tell. I think we're gonna keep writing and kind
of. You got a bunch of songs. How many songs you got?
A
ton. A ton.
I don't even know how many. A lot.
Way more for that you would need for a project.
Right, oh yeah.
You
but
got a ton.
You want to have a ton so that
right,
you can
pick
the very best of the best.
Right. Right.
Of
right.
A bunch.
Right. Right.
Of just, I got five songs, so let's just go cut these five.
Right.
You'd rather pick five out of 50.
50.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, we got some. We're gonna be doing some touring this summer. We got some dates coming up.
We're playing some Warp Tour dates.
Yay!
Last Warp Tour ever.
That'll
Very
be fun.
Last Warp Tour. So it's
when is
historical
it?
As F. I mean, like they're not doing it again. And I grew up
Warp Tour.
Warp Tour.
Yeah.
Right. Warp Tour. Warp Tour. Warp Tour.
My son there every year since he was about nine.
Yeah.
It's like Warp Tour. And that. Age group of kids, like younger kids, man. That was like we grew up on that, you know.
What's the bands that's gonna be on there? Do you guys know yet?
Yeah, they put out the lineup. Not as many bands I thought that was gonna be like from the old school lineup, like the OGs, you know, from the first kind of years, like punk bands. I know Pennywise is gonna do some dates on it. who else? Do you remember anybody else that was? I think like Les and Jake's doing it. Who else? Sum 41, I think, is doing it. Right? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
There's actually quite a few lineup changes.
Yeah, it's like, but
there's quite a few lineup changes that are going to happen on that, because I think, you know, it's the last one, so they want to make sure that they get to include a lot of bands.
Right, right.
We're doing a few dates on that, and then we're working on some more dates besides that. That's later summer. I mean, that's like end of July, the Warp Tour stuff. But we're going to be announcing a tour here pretty soon.
Yay. I hope you go somewhere good so I can come. Right, Mandy? We're going to be popping up on a visit. Tag along. Hey.
We've had some good times. You guys have traveled, and it's really fun hanging out with you guys in different places.
Jen traveled to England.
I did.
Snowdrops for
that was good.
You were insane, dude.
Oh,
my
God.
You were so funny.
I apologize.
Then you guys just
no,
like,
in a good way.
I did.
Like the funniest thing ever, man. You're just running around talking in a fake English accent to people. Like, you know? Like, we were at
hole in the wall bars, meeting like all kinds of people. I'm like.
And it's like a, you know, I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's Crowbar in London. It's like a it's a Crowbar. Historical, like.
Oh, is that where we went?
Yeah. It's just some shitty hole in the wall.
My bad.
No, it's all good. That's the kind of place it is. It's like the rainbow of, you know.
Right,
like,
right, London. Right.
Anyway, so we're in there hanging out, and it was like so packed, I remember, and it's just, it wasn't as like as rowdy as I thought it was going to be over there. People were always like, man, you got to watch out.
We did get robbed.
Everyone was super cool. You guys got robbed.
Who got robbed?
Oh my god!
Did you snatch your chain?
Yeah,
snatch your chain. They snatched your chain. Yeah.
Jen got her chain
like the Migos and shit.
Oh my god,
man, that was awesome. I really hope you guys go back. Like that was
a fun man.
Man, I want to go back. I keep getting hit up left and right. It's been a couple years now too from people over there.
You need to, dude. I met people over there. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
A lot that goes into it, but I hope that we soon get another opportunity to do that.
Right. I mean, that was just like experience of a lifetime. Like, we rushed to get off this plane to go see them on Halloween in London. Crazy. And you guys were, who was dressed up? Yeah, you painted what's his face? Like Liza Minnelli? Was that Liza Minnelli? Who was he supposed to be?
She just did his makeup.
Who was he supposed to be?
Drag. He was just in drag.
He looked like Liza Minnelli.
He was feeling himself that night, too.
Yeah. It was just a good experience, man. That was a good time.
I forgot that. What? That was on Halloween.
Yeah, it was on Halloween. That.
Crazy, man.
What's your guys' like dream place to perform? Like, where would you want like to pack a house besides at home? Like somewhere. Like,
Red,
where would
Red
you want to?
Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado. Have you seen that place?
Uh-uh. Oh my God, is it huge?
Incredible, oh, it's dude. Beautiful.
It's just it's an amphitheater, but it's on like a mountain, and like the architect, it's just like it's all real, like stones, and just it's built into the rock. It's like insane. It's.
I don't know. Cool like thing. I think that playing a packed show
anywhere
in the middle of the ocean.
That's
was
pretty cool.
Definitely, oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Definitely one that I always dreamed about doing. So we got to check that one off the bucket list. Yep. I think that Asia would be really fun. I think that playing in like Japan and
I love Asian culture and food, and
cool.
Heck yeah, to try all their food. They got a lot of street food and stuff like that, just like crazy stuff over there.
Wow, you know, I just realized like another one that I always wanted to do, I've done, which was playing in Ireland, which is like where my mom's from.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's crazy. Like I've
you
already,
guys have done
I've
a lot.
Done a lot of the goals that
you
I set out for myself.
Already.
Yeah, it's crazy when you think about it. You
dang,
know,
I just like had
we're
a revolution.
Doing it,
pretty damn good. I mean,
yeah,
pretty awesome.
Like everything
man.
That I'm going to say, years. I already did. So
right,
I better come up with something new right here.
I
on
mean,
the spot.
Dublin was just like how I imagined it. Like there was like drunk people in
awesome,
the street and Temple
dude,
Street
got,
and all that. Oh my god,
it was so wild.
Food was so good there. In
so
England,
we,
it sucked.
Oh, yeah, I know. It was weird.
England food sucked.
But it was crazy because we stayed in the RV did. That whole tour. Like, we didn't get a hotel.
Their
that
coffee
one time.
Sucks, too.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Tell everybody about your situation in your RV.
So we had to we share
crazy.
Beer with a couple of the bands. And we had to take, like, two of the guitar cabs. So everyone, like, one of the, like, a bed came down. I was sleeping in from somewhere.
From
and
the
Ronnie
ceiling.
And Zach were, in
like
the back.
I'm like, where do you guys
back there
fit?
There was all these cabs, you know what I mean? So they're just, it was basically, I didn't remember, just sleeping where they could. But it was sweet. It was like a wild experience for that. But it was, dude, it was, I didn't expect it to be so cold over there. I didn't bring the right jacket.
It was cold and windy. Very windy.
Oh, yeah, the weather's, it was pretty nice.
I remember in England, it was really cold.
Awesome. Yeah, but we parked that RV outside, because we had a day off in Dublin the day after. And we parked the RV outside of the Guinness factory. They just let it stay there.
Wow.
Literally
right outside the
right
door.
Right outside the door. It was hilarious.
And it's crazy
right
because
that key
when we
or
tour
river.
When we tour over here, we stay in hotels every night.
Right.
Right.
We drive in a van with a trailer and we get a hotel room every night. Well, over there we stayed in an RV and that was our first time ever doing anything like that. And I mean, when I say every night, every single night in this tiny little RV for like a month.
Oh yeah, was that
park,
long?
We would just park like on the side of the road somewhere and just go to sleep.
In another country.
In Scotland.
Dude, it was a weird culture shock when we first got
there. You can hear like people walking and going to work in the morning and stuff, and we're all just in there sleeping. It was
like, it was kind of weird.
What a crazy experience. It was so fun. I can't wait to do that again.
Yeah, it was a blast, man. Yeah, it was crazy because, I mean, we had, you know, driving was just
we
really
got
nuts.
So drunk.
Like,
that tour, we were so drunk.
Yeah, so Cody
but we
had,
were in Ireland.
Dude, it was the funniest thing ever, man. We first get to this place, and we're just completely like zombies, you know what I mean? Because of the time change. And Cody gets in this thing, and I'm kind of looking at him. I'm like, dude, are you going to be able to do this? Like, you know, we didn't have a choice at the
Cody's
time.
Cody's a monster.
Oh,
he's a road warrior.
He stepped up, and he's like, no, I got it. So it's a manual, you know, it's a stick, and
wow.
It's on the other side.
Wow.
And I was like, have you ever driven to Maine? He's like, oh, no, you know, but I'll figure it out. I'm like, let me figure it out. So we sit in there. And,
I got some good
the guy was
kind of
like nervous
thing.
About letting us take it, I could tell, you know.
Right.
And,
oh, man.
And he's like, okay, you know, we're still talking to the guy. And Cody, we're like about to turn out of this place. And he's just like, just like hits the brakes. So everything goes forward. The guy's looking at us like, oh my God. He's like, all right.
And okay, see ya.
Yeah, we pull out of this thing immediately into a roundabout. And it was just, I'm like, what is happening right now? There's just cars flying right by. Oh, dude. And we're like, we were sitting there. I'm thinking, I'm like, oh my God, are we going to be able to do this? Like, what are we going to do right now? Remember that feeling? I was like, it was kind of scary, you know?
Yeah.
And then he, like, immediately right after that, he only had that little hiccup. And then he was, like, perfect the whole time.
He was a pro.
I don't understand how he did it. It's insane. He drove the whole, he always drives.
Yeah, that's odd.
He drove the whole time. Like,
he is, like, the only person that
I would really trust to do that.
Oh, yeah. We've had some episodes driving home. When was it? Thanksgiving during a snowstorm when we ran out of gas, got pulled over.
Oh, my God. How did we run out of gas?
We didn't want to wake Christina up because we didn't want her to be mad because they didn't have gas.
Remember,
she was crazy. And I was like, she's quiet.
She fucking woke up and started yelling at me.
Okay.
I remember that.
It's all your fault, Cody.
I know.
Cody
I was
doesn't
sleeping.
Pay attention to that gas light.
They're like, I'll try to be quiet in the car so they wouldn't wake you up while they had to walk to go get gas.
Look, too,
I just remember the car being pulled over. We're all like, what's going on?
I know what's like,
we would never think in a million years that it ran out of gas. I would never have thought like the simplest thing. Like we ran. Like
it's
what do you mean
thing.
We ran out of gas?
I know,
actually, I don't like, even remember that. So
she was sleeping.
You, were sleeping. Okay. You woke up and immediately started yelling at me. You're like, oh,
because we got pulled over, and they're like, oh, it belongs to her, and she's sleeping. The cop's just like, okay. There's like 20 people in the van, and she's the only one sleeping.
I forgot about the cops.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So ridiculous.
You know what? Knocking like on wood, 10 that's the only time
that was
we've
Brett
ever
Michaels.
Been pulled over.
Really?
Yeah, we played with Brett Michaels in Traverse City.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice.
Oh, my God, all the Cougars.
And all his little babies.
Oh, listen, so we're backstage, and they got all his hats.
I don't know if his hair was attached to the band. So I had to check.
Oh, no.
We literally went and looked for Brett Michaels' hat.
Yeah, and we seen him. And I asked the guy, I said, what would you do if I took that right now and ran? And he looked at me like he was going to kill me.
They didn't want him back there.
They did not want us back there. Oh, man, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, Cody is a road warrior for sure. You got to have somebody on the team, man. Like, you guys are all team players.
He takes care of business. We call him Daddy on tour because
he drives
Daddy.
Daddy.
And he makes sure everyone's, you know.
Hey, Dad.
Like, and he doesn't drink. Like, he doesn't drink.
That's good
too. And we do.
So, we do.
Like, you know, he takes care of everything. Because we know we can because he's always going to be, like, you know, in the driver's seat.
Right.
But, yeah, man, he's awesome. Love him. Shout out to Code.
Love you, Cody.
The Code Man. The Wiz.
So we talked about everybody but Ronnie. So what's wrong with him? No, I'm just joking. We love you, Ronnie.
Ronnie. Ronnie's Ronnie, man. He's kicking ass. He's writing some stuff. He's been playing out a lot too. And
He had a show tonight. That's why originally I think I was gonna try to bring everybody on, but Ronnie had a show and I was like, you know what? I'm the only one you really need to talk to anyways.
Right.
So.
Absolutely.
Right.
Just kidding.
I know. I just invited you to have a good time. So, what do you guys got up for this week? You guys, where are you guys working at?
It's St. Patrick's Day this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shoot, that's right.
I'm Irish as F. So.
I was down in Corktown today for the parade.
How was it?
Packed.
Was it?
Oh, man. I walked up and down Michigan Avenue.
Did you?
Went to some bars. Ended up at Nino's.
Sounds like a hooker. I walked up and down Michigan Avenue.
That's actually what I said because I, you know, met up with my cousins. They were like, where were you? I was like, I was walking up and down. I'm a prostitute. I said, this is my strip. I know I'm dressed like a leprechaun because I was. I had like this.
That's funny.
But I told them I was a prostitute because that's shit. What I did say. I was like, I'm walking up and down Michigan.
Because that's where I usually see them when I'm driving. So how was the parade? It was good?
It was good.
Dude, we just need an excuse to get drunk and celebrate something. Right. Like, I just feel like, let's have a parade the week before.
Seriously.
There's a bunch of men with dresses around, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, St. Patrick's Day is on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, the cops are going to be out.
So, you know what?
Always. Uber.
We've We do. We have performed on St. Patrick's Day almost every single year.
Yeah, we always do.
It's normally on a weekday. So, yeah, people are out early getting drunk, but a lot of people have got to work. And then they come after work.
Well, today's going to be a Saturday. Shit show.
Oh, no. About to go
so
ham.
I feel like there's going to be a lot more people.
Are you guys playing somewhere?
Yep. We're playing acoustic at this place called The Avenue in Wayne. And we usually play there on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And this is one of my favorite places to play acoustic. It's just amazing food, amazing people, and you know, they got some really great drink specials. So it's just like popping off. Plus, we perform outside in an enclosed patio with these heaters.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So,
that's
you kind of get like the outdoor vibe. Yeah. In the summer, they roll all the walls up and it's like a real patio. So we're going to be doing St. Patrick's Day there earlier in the day. So we'll be getting.
Do you know how much it is to get in there?
I don't think it's
covered. I don't know. Oh. I don't want to say because I don't really know.
I don't think so.
But we'll be posting about it on our social media this week. It's going to be a good party. That place throws some bashes when it comes down to like a drinking holidays. They know how to do it over there. So that's our only show this week, though. It's just that show. It's on Saturday.
Nice. Oh, so you have the whole week off?
Well, I mean, from playing.
Right. I know practicing.
We got a lot of other stuff that we're trying to get like finished up to, you know, get out on the road again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where can people find your guys' music? Like everywhere?
Everywhere.
Spotify, iTunes, everything.
iTunes.
Apple Music.
Yep, Apple
Music. Or they can go to your website.
Yep.
Our website. Has links to all of that. And yeah.
Yeah, it's all on there.
Yeah, anywhere that you can stream music.
Pandora.
Pandora. Yep, Pandora. Yep. Cool. Oh, I forgot about Pandora.
Yeah, we listened to it on Alexa. When we went to North Carolina last year, we listened to it on Alexa. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's probably Google Play or whatever.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. I'm actually going to the UP. I've never been up there.
It's awesome up there.
So I'm going to the UP to what is it called? Taquamina Falls or something. That's where I'm going.
Oh, when?
We've only been this to weekend. St. Marie.
Awesome.
Yeah, I never been over the bridge. Yeah, they said it's freezing up there. I never been to the UP. Do you guys have you ever played a show up there?
One show in Sault Ste. Marie. We did a show with Pop Evil up there, and it was like.
And I've gone up north a bunch, but I never crossed that bridge.
Me either.
It was sweet.
And I finally got to cross the bridge, and it was pretty cool. I wish we would have had more time to do some exploring.
Right.
I want to go up there. I feel weird. Okay, I've literally been to nearly every single state in the country, minus only a few. And I'm talking like less than a handful. So probably five and under. And that is going to include Alaska and Hawaii. I've never been to the UP, born and raised
me
in
either.
Michigan.
Me either.
What the?
That's probably a lot of people.
You're not missing a whole lot.
I don't know, man. Someday far, I hope though. I can have a cottage away from everybody. Off solar power, and I would be.
She's gonna throw that in there.
Off the grid. I'm gonna have my own little garden.
With the bears.
So, I would love. I want to go. I want to go up there in the summertime.
Right. I love up north because my friend Deanna lives up there, and you know I got a free vacation spot, and she has an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
So I get to eat and go and run away and go tubing. So I love up north. Sounds awesome. I feel like we're fortunate because, like, a lot of states and stuff, they don't have that. Like, oh, well, it's up north. We're going up north. Right. And people in Michigan are like, we're going up north for the weekend. Like, we have, like, so many beautiful places in Michigan and beautiful beaches, too.
Yeah, man.
We have a lot of nice beaches.
Yeah, Traverse City is awesome.
Traverse City is way nice. Is way nice. So we're very fortunate. Were you going to say something? I seen you open your mouth.
Mexico's a lot better.
Mexico's a lot better because it's hot.
Yeah.
Because it's
hot. See, if only we lived as close to the border of Mexico as we do Canada.
I might move to Mexico next
winter. You know
what?
That doesn't surprise me that you would do that.
Well, my brother's like building a house in Colima.
Oh, wow.
Where's that at?
It's right on the ocean.
Oh, is it?
Wow. Way down Mexico.
Does your brother look like you?
Fuck no, I'm the great looking one. Brothers are nuts.
Hey, if you got a tan, you could probably pass off for Mexican.
My brothers are nuts.
You probably could. You just gotta learn some like Spanish when you go down there. I'm sure you could fit right in.
Dos Equis.
I'm sure you could fit right in.
I could fit in anywhere.
I could fit in anywhere. Yeah, so I had a pretty good night last night, and you know, life is good. I love going to the casino. I like Motor City better, though, because I feel like you can bring your drinks to the room, and it's more chill, and they have a buffet.
So let's all go tonight.
He's been trying to get me to go.
I'll try.
Yeah, that's what we want. It's Vinny Rico on the backseat.
Wait, I can't see.
Right.
Joey, is your car?
I mean, I like going downtown, and I like going to the casinos, but on the weekend, it was just too busy. It was too busy last night.
Yeah,
I like going during the week when there's nobody there and
Right. Nobody's
hounding you. And we go to the casino a lot. And
For the food.
Yeah. I mean, the buffet. Chicken sandwiches. Late night chicken sandwich run. There's this place.
Chicken sandwich run.
For real. There's this place in Motor City. It's like the deli.
Yeah.
And it's like a double stack chicken breast sandwich. It's like.
Sounds so good.
I'm sorry. I'm such a foodie. Like, I love food. Like, before I came, I'm like, I feel like shit all day, but I'm going to make some cupcakes and banana bread. Like.
Did you?
Yeah. It's out there on the table.
Yeah, it's out there. It's really good, too.
She's like, I cut up some vegetables if you want to come over and eat.
I did. I was like,
that's what she said.
You want to eat? Hey, girl, you want to eat healthy? I made some dip.
And here, have some of this chocolate cake with it.
Bring me some blunts.
She straight up, I did say that, bring blunts. She straight up takes the cupcake, rips the bottom off, and sticks it on top like a sandwich.
Wait, I just seen that on Facebook. There was like a food hack article. Yeah.
What's your food hack, Vinny? Tell us about the Oreo cookie.
Oh, everybody knows.
I didn't know it.
What?
Take an Oreo cookie, and you know how you dunk them in milk and gets your fingers off. You take a fork, and you stick it in between the cookies and the cream, and you dip it.
Oh, yeah.
Dunk it, milk the mouth.
Milk to mouth.
You can dip the whole cookie there.
I know.
Yes.
And you don't got to get your fingers dirty.
Yes, and they don't fall in the glass.
Wow.
Awkward.
Did I say
something wrong, guys?
No.
Did I say something wrong?
No.
Did I just say the F word? I'm confused.
Fingers? Well, on that note, I think I'm going to wrap it up early. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Detroit's Back on PodcastDetroit.com. Check out Kaleido. Where are you on Instagram?
Yay, Kaleido
Band.
Yes, at Kaleido Band on Instagram and Twitter. And find us on Facebook, too. And you can find me at Christina Chris, and he's at Joey Fava.
Joey Fava.
Yes.
Play it solo for me, Joey Fava. That's what all the girls say. Detroit's Back, podcastdetroit.com.
Yeah. Thanks, Snow.